Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're delighted to have you on board. Looking forward to a great discussion today, dialogue and discussion on the subject we'll be dealing with. Let me remind you, you can call us at 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you straight through to the studio, right to our microphones, that we can have the discussion together. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face issues, let me remind you that we do so based on the authority of Scripture. You see, ladies and gentlemen, my opinion and your opinion is not worth anything. Our thoughts and our philosophies are not God's thoughts and ideas. And may I remind us, as we look at the Scripture, we need to look at it through the eyes of what the Word of God says. What does the Scripture say? Jesus said to His disciples, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed." That means truly, surely, really, My disciples. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." That was His directive to His disciples in John 8, 31 and 32. And then in John 17, 17, Jesus made a declaratory statement when He said, "Thy word is truth." The Word of God is not just a little tidbit of truth or occasional truth. It is truth. And ladies and gentlemen, we talk about the Word of God being truth, and He made that statement in John 17, 17, Jesus speaking. He was not talking about just a verse or two or a chapter or two, or the New Testament. He said, "Thy word is truth." He's talking about the entirety of the Scripture, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. When Jesus made that statement, He was talking about the totality of Scripture, both Old and New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough when we witness the political attacks against conservatives and the Trump agenda for America, as we see it taking place today in Washington, with the absolute charade going on that's called the Supreme Court nominees hearing and confirmation. We're watching absolute destruction of our Constitution, and in fact, we're watching the demise of anything that we call Senate rules and regulations. And it's bad enough to see that, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to make a transition from that simple little thought in relationship to the horrors of what we see taking place in Washington today, and talk about the fact that I believe America is in deep, 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 deep trouble, if I can emphasize it that way, and facing dark days if we start to undermine and try to tear down and destroy the Word of God, the Bible. It's bad enough when we're destroying the constitutional republic. It's bad enough when we're watching the destruction of a capitalistic system. It's bad enough when we're watching the Looney Tunes on the left, that are the socialist Democrats, trying to tear down government. But ladies and gentlemen, it's horrifying when we see high-profile, prominent religious leaders in America challenging and chiding and trying to destroy the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad, but yet we find the Pope has already declared that the Bible must be rewritten because it's not in step with or in harmony with modern society. The Pope has already said that hell is not real. It's simply a place that does not exist. The Pope has already declared that if you're gay, you don't need to worry because God created you that way, and it certainly would not be called sin. The Pope has said that only Catholics can go to heaven, and I could go on and on and on with the aberrant philosophies that the Pope and the ideological hodgepodge that this present Pope has. And may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, he's not by himself. Multitudes throughout history have challenged, denied, tried to dilute or destroy the Word of God. And now we have a so-called mega pastor that openly is starting to challenge and openly states that the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the Bible under attack. The attack on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I don't know how a nation can stand if we undermine the very warp and woof, that's the fabric, that forms society. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Bible, the Word of God, that our founding fathers used as the basic ingredients for our founding documents. You take away our Bible, you take away the Word of God. And now I realize, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tuck this in. We have some 300 or 400 translations of the Bible today. Most of them are not good enough to be wallpaper in an outhouse, but yet multitudes of so-called Christian publishing houses keeps running the presses, printing new editions, and multitudes of them are simply worthless when it comes down to the authority of the Scripture. Now, may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, when we have someone that says, that comes on the scene, and he is a Johnny-come-lately upstart pastor's son, Andy Stanley, that I believe has lost his, as someone said recently, ever-loving mind when he claims to be a saved preacher standing in the pulpit and then openly says that the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just do a little thought process here. If we say the Ten Commandments are no longer applicable, then what do? With thou shalt not kill. Ladies and gentlemen, the very law on our books today, and God created, as you have heard me say so many times, He created the home, He created the government, and then He created the church, and He created them in that order. And God gave us government. And the government that we have even in society today in the Western Hemisphere, especially in America, we have laws on the book that said if you kill somebody, you're going to be tried for murder and your life taken. Where does that come from, ladies and gentlemen? It comes right from the Scripture, thou shalt not kill. The Scripture also says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Why is it wrong today for a marriage vow to be broken by one spouse or the other having sexual relationship with someone that's not his wife or not her husband? It's because the Bible says, thou shalt not commit adultery. What do you do with thou shalt not covet? Covet is the heart, if you please, of an evil, wicked mind that wants something that someone else has. And it brings about then the next of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. What do we do, ladies and gentlemen, if we say the Ten Commandments are obsolete and that the Ten Commandments are no longer valid and that we ought not to worry about trying to recognize the Ten Commandments as being biblical scripture for today? What do we do with the fact that one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not bear false witness? What does that mean? If you put it in the Youngblood vernacular, it says, thou shalt not lie. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Bible being under attack. We're talking about Andy Stanley and his new diatribe in the dilution and the attempt to tear down and destroy the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Perhaps you're listening and you're bristling up and saying, well, he's a good guy. He's a pastor's son. Yes, he is. And I think as a result of that, he is believing that somehow, some way, he can say anything and he still is accepted by so many today, especially when it comes to the millennials. In fact, many of the millennials, and I'm not trying to tear down and destroy you if you're a young person, 18 to 35 years of age is generally referred to as millennials. In that age group today, there are multitudes of them. They're wanting socialism from the political standpoint. Multitudes are saying that they want to be entertained in church and they do not want to hear the gospel being preached. They simply want to be entertained. Multitudes of those in that age group, ladies and gentlemen, are so anemic, illiterate, and immature in the Word of God, they wouldn't recognize false preaching and teaching if it slapped them in the face. What do you do with the other others of the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not have, they shall have no other gods before thee. That's talking about images. That's talking about iconoclastic worship that you find primarily in some of the high churches like Roman Catholicism, where you bow down and worship an idol on the wall or some artifacts that's on your table, and you worship it. The Scripture is very, very clear. We ought not to have other gods before us. The Scripture says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. We ought not to have any god, that is, other gods, Allah and otherwise, before God. And we ought not to have any image that we're going to fall down and worship. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And I could go on and on, ladies and gentlemen, but suffice it to say, as I've just done a hurried overview of the basics of the Ten Commandments, what do we do if we just simply, by the stroke of a pen, say that they're no longer valid? Ladies and gentlemen, if we abandon the Ten Commandments, we will have no basic, no moral, ethical foundation, no values, even in our secular government today, much less in the biblical Christianity and the authority of the church. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious thing, but Andy Stanley goes even farther. He goes further than just declaring that the Ten Commandments are invalid. He is now saying that we as Christians, the church, needs to unhitch. There needs to be an unhitching from all of the Old Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing me say is not something that I have thought up or that I have dreamed up. It is something that is in the marketplace, where these are things and statements that Andy Stanley is making from the pulpit and is making in the printed material, making these statements in the printed material that he is writing and publishing. And it's absolutely antithetical to anything that's called biblical Christianity. I'm saddened by it, I'm shocked by it, and I'm appalled by it, and yet somehow, some way, many Christians say, well, you ought not to say anything, it'll hurt somebody's feelings. Somebody said one time, if you preach the truth and you confront people with the truth of the Word of God, you're going to run them off. So where are you going to run them to? Hell number two? Hell number three? We need to simply take a stand as Christians, as believers, and be salt and light. But here's Andy Stanley that's saying now that we need to simply unhitch, that is to no longer have anything to do with the Old Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, he is saying Bible says in the Old Testament is no longer authentic. What the Bible says in the Old Testament is no longer valid for today's society. And ladies and gentlemen, that is simply not so. Here's an article that I'll just share a little brief thought from it. It's stating what I just said. Andy Stanley says Christians need to unhitch the Old Testament from their faith. Let me just read you a paragraph or two. Popular evangelist Andy Stanley recently raised the ire of some Christians on social media when he publicly said that Christians need to unhitch the Old Testament from their faith. Stanley, the senior pastor of the North Point Community Church in Alpharetta, Georgia, made the comments during an April 30th sermon to his congregation. Stanley said that while he believes the Old Testament is divinely inspired, it should not be the go-to source regarding any behavior for the Christian today. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'll touch on it in a moment before we close this broadcast today. Do you realize if we had no Old Testament, we'd have no New Testament? Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that all of those New Testament believers, the disciples, the apostles, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself, used the Old Testament scrolls to teach from and to preach from? They didn't have a leather-bound King James Bible. They certainly had the Old Testament scrolls is what they preached from and taught from. That's what they used to lead folks to Jesus Christ with. It was certainly not a New Testament because it didn't exist in the first century church. This article goes further to say, and by the way, when Andy Stanley says he believes that the Old Testament is divinely inspired, the word inspired, inspiration of Scripture, means literally the spiration, the breathed out breath of God, and we find it in print on paper. It's called the Bible, and it's not talking about just the New Testament. It's the totality of the Word of God. This article further says, first century church leaders unhitched the church from the worldwide view, value system, and regulation of the Jewish scripture, said Stanley. Peter, James, Paul elected to unhitch their Christian faith from the Jewish scriptures, and my friends, we must do so as well, end quote. Now, I don't know anything that could be any greater of a stench in the nostrils of God than for a Christian pastor, supposedly, to stand in the pulpit and preach this to his people and or tell those by way of written published material that we ought to unhitch from the Old Testament. He says, and I quote, Jesus' new covenant, his covenant with the nations, his covenant with you, his covenant with us, can stand on its own two nail-scarred resurrection feet. It does not need propping up by the Jewish scriptures. Stanley told his congregation, quote, the Bible did not create Christianity. The resurrection of Jesus created and launched Christianity. The whole house of Old Testament cards can come tumbling down easily, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, what Andy Stanley is saying is we need to just disregard and discard the Old Testament. And that is simply untrue. It is simply heresy. It is simply going back to centuries ago at the first century where there were some in that era that wanted to say the same thing, that the Old Testament was simply wrong and ought not to follow it. But ladies and gentlemen, the Bible, what does the Bible say about the value of Scripture? In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 16, the Scripture says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, that is mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Scripture says all Scripture is given by inspiration, it didn't say all of the New Testament. It says all Scripture. Everything that's written and revealed in the Word of God, the Old and the New Testament, is given by inspiration, the spiration, the breathed out breath of God. And ladies and gentlemen, we ought not to try to diminish, tear down, or destroy what the Word of God says. Now, what Andy Stanley is making the grave mistake of doing, he's trying to appeal to a modern culture. He's trying to appeal to a younger generation. He's trying to appeal to a whole group of people, if you please, in his church and in his community and on a national level, that simply have discarded the Word of God to begin with. All Scripture is not just the Old Testament, not just the New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my sincere belief. It is my sincere standing today. It is my sincere, firm belief today that Andy Stanley is leading multitudes of anemic, weak, immature, illiterate believers down a very, very dark, dark path that may lead to their own destruction. Andy Stanley appears to have a problem with the inspiration of Scripture. The Bible is God-breathed, not man-made. The Bible is from God. It's God's Word. If we want to know God better, ladies and gentlemen, we simply study the Word of God. Let God reveal Himself in a progressive fashion, that is from the Old to the New Testament and throughout both of the Old and the New Testament. God reveals Himself to man through the written revealed Scripture, the Word of God. Andy Stanley had already said several months back, in fact, about a year ago, Andy Stanley said when it comes to the Genesis text about the creation, whether or not there is evolution or creation, Andy Stanley said, and I quote, when it comes to science or the Bible, of course we must believe science. Ladies and gentlemen, he's in that particular message that he was dealing with, and Ken Ham with Answers in Genesis has confronted him on that. He is basically saying, Andy Stanley is saying, ladies and gentlemen, that I'd rather believe what the evolutionists say than what God says. When God's Word says, in the beginning, God created, and then you look at Colossians 1, verse 13 through 18, where it says, everything that's created that's in the heavens and under the heavens and on the earth and under the earth, all that's created was created by the Lord Jesus Christ, and by Him, speaking of Jesus, all things consist. Ladies and gentlemen, I am upset, I am passionate about the fact that we're listening to a man in the pulpit that I believe is taking people down a dark, dark path when he talks about the Scripture and disavows and discounts and removes the understanding of the Word of God being Old and New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, it's sad enough to find that, but here's an article, and I'll read that, and then we'll take our caller after that. Here's an article that says, Mega Pastor Smears the God of the Jews. Dateline Washington, despite the fact that God expressed His love for righteousness throughout the Old Testament, Jews and Gentiles alike, in his new book, one of America's biggest mega pastors claims the Hebrew Scripture portrays him, speaking of God, as unapproachable, living behind a curtain with love reserved only for His covenant people, suggesting he is a different deity than the one portrayed in the New Testament. Here's Andy Stanley making a declaration that we've got two gods, the God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, the God of the Old Testament is the God that loves the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, the ones that are the chosen ones, the elect of the Old Testament are the Jews. The elect of the New Testament is the church of God, the believers and the Lord Jesus Christ, those that are blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again. Further, he says here in this article, John equated God with love, he writes, speaking of Andy Stanley. This was novel. This was unique. This was a changing world. God is love is a uniquely Christian idea, however. The claim was quickly rebuked by other Christians who see no differentiation and distinction between God's expression of love for the righteous and the faithful in the Hebrew Testament and the Greek New Testament. This article, this writer says in confronting Stanley, says Andy Stanley either doesn't know his Old Testament or is intentionally misrepresenting them. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a serious quagmire if we can simply arbitrarily and capriciously say that the Old Testament is absolutely non-applicable today. Here's three basic problems that Andy Stanley has from my perspective. He does not fully believe in the inspiration of all Scripture. He does not believe that all Scripture is God-breathed. Number two, he does not truly believe in the inerrancy of Scripture. The Bible has no errors. God's made no mistakes. God did not give us the Old and the New Testament by error. Thirdly, he does not believe or understand that all of God's Word applies to both the Jew and the Gentile. Andy does not understand or believe in dispensational theology, is Andy Stanley's problem. In fact, you can go back to most errors in biblical theological understanding, and you can discern it when you analyze it, that it goes back to a failure to understand or to embrace dispensational theology. That is a dispensation of the Old Testament, dispensation of the New Testament, and I could go into other aspects of the dispensation. We're living in the day of grace today, the church age, and therefore we understand what Jesus came to do and what he said. But when Jesus presented the Scripture in the synagogue, he certainly didn't use the New Testament, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Good morning. You've hit a button, so put your seatbelt on at the end. You can correct any errancy that I say, but I won't agree with you, but I'm going to give you my spin on it. I think it's essential. First of all, let me invite the people that are listening to be at your church Sunday morning at 10:45 for High Attendance Sunday. It is imperative that they hear the continuation of the messages you've been speaking. It's imperative. They need to be there at 10:45 this Sunday morning. Just come once. That's all I ask. But here's what I say. I've been looking at the book of Zephaniah recently. Most people don't even know where that is in the Bible. But the book of Zephaniah actually deals with the time of Josiah, in which there was a superficial revival. And Josiah was a great king. He got rid of all the bad things. He's doing all the things that Trump is doing for us. So I think in many ways, Trump is a lot like Josiah. The problem is that the people had a superficial revival, and that's exactly what people like Andy Stanley that you're talking about are doing. It's kind of like what the Pope is trying to do that you keep talking about. But it's also what Archbishop Justin Welby of the Anglican Church is trying to do, and even Dr. Greer of the Southern Baptist Convention. Many of these are well-intentioned people, but you can't change the Bible. You can't go back and do things that didn't work. God has laid it out clearly what needs to be done. You understand it, and you are preaching it. Let me talk about Andy Stanley for just a moment. Eli had two sons. One was Phinehas, the other was Hophni. Both of them were about as useful as warm spit, pardon my French. But they are indicative of what is wrong in America. We have so many of these mega churches and these TV evangelists that have produced sons that have taken over ministries, that are building their own empires, and are taking people off into a false gospel. It is a superficial kind of religion that makes America think it's in a way coming back to God. They're not doing it. They are following people who are wrong. This little remnant of small churches led by pastors who are boldly speaking the truth, I think I know one of them, I'm talking to him right now, are the ones that need to be listened to. We need to understand that even under good King Josiah, God had already condemned that nation to failure and captivity by the Babylonians because of what Manasseh did. I look at Manasseh being, the Clintons, for instance, and or President Barack Obama. The damage has been done. The judgment is falling. We have a brief period of time, as Josiah did, to do good things and call out a remnant. But we need to be aware that there is a superficial revival that God is not going to honor. And these mega churches and these sons of pastors are leading it. And there's, I can think of one right now that is doing some damage in the secular community, part of a fairly decent radio station I used to support. And that man is a son of a pastor, and he continues to be preaching a form of gospel that is not good. I'm going to be quiet, but that's what I feel. Thank you for the opportunity, and I hope people will be at the High Attendance Sunday, this Sunday at 10:45.
Amen. Thank you so much for your comments. You're absolutely hit the nail on the head, brother. I am thankful for that comment and that observation and statement. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Bible being under attack. You're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We invite you to call 401-1413. We've got a few more minutes for this broadcast. 401-1413. You can join in the dialogue and discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article. It's another article. It's just not just one thing that Andy Stanley is saying today. Here's one. Says Andy Stanley says, why the Bible says so is not enough anymore. He goes further and says, our culture questions biblical authority. So like Paul, we must adapt our hermeneutical approach to reach our neighbors. If the Bible is not what we can say, ladies and gentlemen, for 55 years as I've been preaching and teaching the Word of God, I simply say the Bible says so. It's not a matter of my thought, my philosophy, not my denomination, not any other denomination or irrationality or ideological dogma. It's the Bible says so. And that ought to be the mantra for every child of God when we say, why shouldn't you do this, that, or the other? Because the Bible says so. Why do we do what we do? It's because the Bible says so. Ought to be the mantra and the stand of every Christian today. Ladies and gentlemen, when Andy Stanley says, why the Bible says so is not enough anymore, what in the world are you going to hang your hat on is the final authority for what we say and do. When Jesus stood and preached in the synagogue, he used scripture. Here's one, for example, he says in John chapter 5, verse 39, Jesus says, ye search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are that which testify of me. Then he says in Luke chapter 24 and in verse 27, the Lord Jesus says this, and may I read this for us. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Ladies and gentlemen, all the scripture, Old and New Testament, spoke of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, the coming one, the one that is the creator, controller of the universe. It's Jesus that preached from the Old Testament scrolls and preached about his coming and preached about salvation and faith in Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of folks, and Andy Stanley is one of them, that says that the Jesus came and it nullified all of the law. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17, Jesus says, think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. The word destroy there in the Greek text, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus says, think not that I've come to abrogate, to abridge, or to in some way change or destroy the law of the prophets, speaking of the Old Testament, but I'm come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the Messiah looked forward to, prophesied, and preached about in the Old Testament. He is the coming, but he did not nullify what God said in the Old Testament. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, in the Galatians text, it talks about the Old Testament being the scroll as the schoolmaster, that is the tutor that teaches us what we ought to do and what we ought not to do. Ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus stood in the synagogue and preached, he was preaching from the Old Testament scrolls. In fact, let me just read to you in Luke's Gospel, the 4th chapter, verse 14 and following. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit in Galilee, and there went out of the fame of him through all the region around about. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had brought up, and his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and to the recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was in the synagogue preaching from Isaiah chapter 61. And ladies and gentlemen, what we need to understand, when the Ethiopian eunuch was seated on the chariot, and when he came to the place where Philip saw him, he was reading from Isaiah 53. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And when Philip sat on that seat next to him, he took Isaiah 53 and led him to Jesus Christ. And then the Ethiopian eunuch was baptized by immersion. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say this in closing. In the New Testament, there are over 300 Old Testament direct quotes. Without the Old Testament, we would have no valid New Testament. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.